You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blissful Living. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, and I have a great show for you today. You know how I always promote or talk about or am all about wellness, wisdom, and wealth and elevating all of those areas so that we can step into living the life of our dreams. Well, today's show, we're going to talk about the last W, but sometimes to some people the most important W, the wealth aspect. And so stay tuned. If you have questions you want to know or you have answers you want to questions you may have that might be happening during our conversation today, so I don't want you to miss out. Also, just it's a good time to really just sit back, grab something to write with, get your favorite beverage, and be able to just spend some time with yourself over the next few minutes so that you can embrace this wisdom that we're going to be talking about with regards to wealth, and just taking some time out from your busy day just to love and nurture your mind, body, and spirit. So do that, and while you're doing that, I'm going to thank our sponsors, Blissful Living For You, at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. Check them out. They had a fabulous summit that happened, and you might be able, if you're lucky enough, to still get in on the replay. There were 8 phenomenal speakers, and the speakers talked about being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable, turning your passion into purpose. And so go to Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. to get more scoop on that. The next sponsor is a telecommunications installation company that's been in business for 30 years, located in the heart of Silicon Valley. They specialize in voice, data, and fiber optic cabling, network distribution systems, wireless systems, audio, video, whatever you need to telecommute with your clients today. They can take good care of for you. And their motto is that they make the right connections the first time. So you will definitely want to check out All Day Cable, Inc. if you're on the western region of the United States. Again, that's alldaycableinc.com. All righty. So the sponsor of this show today is our guest. And I just want to jump in. Hopefully you got that piece of paper and something to write with, because you're definitely going to want to take some notes with regards to our show today. But our show today is being sponsored by Eric Mangold, and he is a gentleman with an abundance of information. And let me tell you a little bit about him. Now, in order for us to live better lives, we need balance and security in many ways. And guess what? Finances are one of them. Having financial balance and security makes as big of an impact in one's life as much as any other area. And that's, you know, my third W in wellness, wisdom, and wealth. Not to mention it helps lower stress. And if you know how to manage your money, that could be an elimination of a lot of stress for you. Now, this is Eric's intention and goal. Now, check this out. Eric has been in the financial services industry for over 24 years. His experiences give him the ability to help his clients find financial wellness, which in turn helps them to achieve their financial goals. In his spare time, Eric enjoys ice hockey, snowboarding, support of Philadelphia sports teams, and spending time with his family. And he currently resides in New Jersey, has a beautiful wife and 3 children. So, Eric, I definitely want to welcome you to Blissful Living. Thank you for being a sponsor of this show, and thank you for being a guest on Blissful Living because I want to pick your brains about this wealth stuff and all this financial stuff.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Rochelle. Thank you.
Oh, it's good to have a wealth expert. Now, you know, we're all in this really, for some people, it's extremely challenging. And I want to say for I want to say for everybody, it's extremely challenging. But some, it's a lot more challenging than for others. And so with regards to what's going on today, what would be something that you could share as just information or words of wisdom with regards to steps that people can do to protect what they have with regards to their financial well-being?
So thanks for having me. It's great to be here. I think with so much of the craziness that we're living in, the crazy times that we're living in, and also the messages that we're hearing on a day-to-day basis, the first thing and probably the hardest thing to do is not to panic. You know, investments are going to fluctuate. They're going to go up and down. They might be worth less than when you really put money in. But the biggest thing is to really not panic. And the way that I think the best way to avoid panic is to have that person, have that professional that's alongside you, on your journey to achieving financial wellness, that's giving you the guidance that you need. Because maybe this isn't your area of expertise.
Right.
And with that guidance, you're able to lower that stress level and put everything into perspective.
You know, listeners, I just have to tell you, right off the bat, Eric just gave a nugget of gold. And it was so seductively, you know, melded into what he was saying that you probably missed it. But he's saying that as I was reading his bio, financial, if you have any kind of issues around finances, that can be the stress that could just take you over to the brink. But if you have someone that's an expert in that, that's a partner with helping you to have financial well-being, then that eliminates a tremendous amount of stress because you have a go-to person that can explain things to you and help you figure things out and what to do. Am I right, Eric?
Yeah, you're right on target, Rochelle. And a lot of people talk about being a financial advisor and saying how great of a job it is. And I absolutely love what I do. The thing is with it is when the markets are going great and everything's going great, everybody's like, oh, you know, your job must be really, really easy. And I say, well, you know, when the markets are going great and everybody's achieving their goals, that might be true sometimes. But, you know, we're supposed to be there. Our biggest goal is to be there when times aren't good, when times are bad, when the spouse might get sick, when people are caring for a parent, when, you know, there's some kind of, you know, accident or loss or whatever it may be. When times are bad, we're usually, we're the ones that are getting the phone calls, maybe not first, but second. Like, hey, this happened,
right,
or this happened. What do we do now? So being there when times are bad is what I would say more critically important than being there when times are good.
Right. Again, just having someone that you can, you know, offset things to or ask questions. So, I mean, so many people do a wonderful amount of things very well. However, doing a lot of things very well doesn't mean that you're an expert at all those things, right? And
mm-hmm.
so having
yeah.
an expert on your team to help you with your financial aspects is tremendous, again, because you have someone on your team that's helping you to create well-being with your finances so that when things like what we're going through right now today happens, you have a little bit more strategic alignment with regards to what you can do right now to maintain and just, you know, stay healthy and well.
Yeah.
With regards to
yeah,
money,
absolutely.
Right? So now, with regards to the incident or the situation that we're in right now, prior to this happening, were people interested in planning for retirement? Were they looking, did you find a lot of people coming to you looking to maybe start different type of retirement plans or, you know, ways to manage their money so that they keep that money in a financially well-being state? Because, you know, before this happened, the economy was doing, you know, pretty good. Everything seemed to be just rolling along, you know, like a train running down the track. So were people coming to you before, or was it just kind of like ebb and flow?
Oh, definitely people come to us all the time. And again, it's in these crazy times, volatile times, people seem to come to us more.
Okay.
But people are always, which is kind of interesting, but
yeah,
a lot of times it's people are concerned, and they, when the times are bad, they realize that there's some things that they need to do to get their financial house in order. A lot of times when we're meeting people for the first time, they realize there's things that they need to do for their finances to get that financial house in order. And it just gets pushed to the back burner, Rochelle. It just keeps getting pushed to the back burner. They're going to do it next week, and then next week becomes next month, and next month becomes next year. And then 10 years down the road, they're like, oh, geez, we haven't done nearly what we should have been doing to help our family. And so that's really, when we're meeting with people, it's listen, these are some critical items that we need to focus on to get the plan underway, and then help them implement on that plan. And that plan could mean a lot of different things. I mean, what we do is comprehensive financial advice. So that means we do look at things like insurance and investments and the education, college funding for the kids and the retirement plan and the estate plan. We look at all those things, because if we're not looking at all those areas, I mean, one, I don't think we're doing a complete job. But if we're not looking at all those areas, then something could slip through the cracks that could damage the plan that we're trying to implement.
Right. So, I mean, great information again. So, I don't want to say all encompassing, but it's a more comprehensive type of thing versus just financial. It's focused on all aspects of finances, which includes insurance and, you know, planning for medical expenses and things of that nature, and as well as your, you know, 401k and your retirement funds and, you know, the college education plans for the children and things of that nature. It's encompassing. There's a lot of comprehension to just there's a lot of comprehension to the financial plan versus just focus on retirement or the stocks and bonds aspect of it.
Absolutely. And I think that's also one of the, I think we're still, that's also a little bit of the issue, kind of the problem in my industry is that some advisors or people that say they do what I do, they focus on one area that's just going to put money in their pocket. And, you know, again, I think you have to do the complete job, you know, whether or not certain areas that your clients need help in, whether that results in you, you know, earning fees. Sometimes we're introducing people to trust and estate attorneys because they don't have their wills done. You know, I don't earn any fees there, but that's something that they need to do. So it's making sure you do the complete job in every area of someone's finances, whether or not that results in something, some fees being earned or not.
So, Eric, let me ask you this. With regards to, you know, the whole planning for the future when it comes to protecting our finances and our well-being of our financial future, when is it a good time to really begin to start planning for our financial future? Is such as like a time right now, is it still a good time to plan for the financial future? When is a good time is a two-part question. And then the second part to the question is, what's the best way for someone to start to have that?
Great.
That plan? Yeah.
Yeah, great. No, I think the answer is it's never too early. I mean, there's times when we're working with some of our clients' children that are in college, and they're just like, you know, I just want to talk to somebody. And the reason it's never too early is because maybe they don't have a lot of money now, but we still can help them avoid stepping into some pitfalls that a lot of people fall into. You know, you ask anybody walking a college campus these days, when they're walking around, they walk around these booths, 10 or 12 booths of these people offer them a free T-shirt if they open up a credit card. And doesn't that look so appetizing? With that credit card that's got that 25% interest rate on it that they didn't tell you about when they gave you that free T-shirt, you know? So it's never too early.
So never too early. So and you're very right about that. I had some millennials on the show a couple times, and they were at the time they were just getting out of college, and they said their whole school experience or college experience was great, except for the flat fact that it did not prepare them on how to handle their finances and things of that nature when they got out of college. And they wish that, and I kept hearing this theme, and they wish that colleges had classes or courses that were mandatory as part of GE to teach these people how to manage their finances. Or some of them didn't even know how to write a check you know, simple things like that. And so you imagine you go to college, you get this degree, you're supposed to just jump out into this job making $85,000 a year, and you have no clue on how to manage your money, right? And so
100%.
I think you just hit a spot on. It's never too early. Even if you're just getting ready to graduate out of college, it's never too early to start saving for your future. And with regards to that, say someone comes to you and they want to start the process. Does your process actually entail creating a blueprint, so to speak, for their financial well-being that starts from where they are to where they gradually want to get to?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the saying that I always use is the Eagle Scouts have a saying is the time to have the map is before you get into the woods.
Yeah.
And I believe that's the same way with trying to achieve your financial goals. The sooner that you have that plan, the more likely it is you're going to be able to achieve those goals because you have that map. And we collaborate with our clients and understand what they want to accomplish, what they're trying to accomplish, and the means that they have to accomplish those goals, and we put that map together. And it's also not a fire and forget type of thing. This is a high touch business. We are talking to our clients all the time. Again, when times are good and when times are bad, but we're helping them about making sure that they're still on the course, on the path. And if there's things that have caused them to deviate, well, we've got to make sure that plan was nimble enough in the beginning so that we can adjust for whatever curveball life may throw at us.
I think having a blueprint or a plan or, you know, whatever it is in different areas of your life is actually great because it does help you to stay focused and stay on track versus having no plan at all but knowing you want or wishing you can get to a certain place, right? And so I think it's
Absolutely.
Great. And when I first heard someone tell me about, and I was young, when I first heard someone tell me about having a financial plan, I was like, what are you talking about? I'm not even making any money. I mean, I think at that time I was like making $5 an hour. You know, this is like in the early 80s. Like, I think I was in college, you know, making $5 an hour. And but I always, I didn't do it at that time per se, but there was something that was bestowed upon me, words of wisdom, and the person said, well, if you're not going to do it, older gentleman, he says, you're not going to do anything, at least be smart enough to put, 10 to 20% of whatever you make aside so that you have like a rainy day fund. And I had heard that from my mom as well. So I was like, okay, that's two people telling me, and I did that, and then eventually I go on and, you know, figure out that I have to have a financial plan to achieve the dreams of how I want to live. Otherwise, I'll just be all over the place. So it's good that your company does that, or you guys do that, and it's all individualized. It's based on what the person needs now and as they move down their path to bliss, as I like to say, as they travel down their life road. That's wonderful. Now, what about retirement? and planning for that strategically. When should an individual begin doing that?
Well, it's everything that you start saving for when you're 20s and 30s is ultimately going to be contributing to your retirement. So, you know, we talk to people about when they get that first job out of college, how can they start taking advantage of their employer-sponsored plan, whether it be a 401k or something else. But then also when people are in their 30s and, you know, maybe they're just starting the family and not having a whole idea about retirement because they have that chaos of starting a family, but it's still a good idea to have the plan. You know, when people start really becoming serious, it's about their retirement plan. You know, it's probably in their later 40s when they say, mm-hmm. okay, what are we looking at? What are we looking at for our retirement? And then the biggest thing is for that is the way that we structure our retirement planning process is to try to take as many risks off the table. Say it a different way. Take as many worries and stresses off of the table. So when people enter into that retirement, they're worried about making that tee time, making that boat ride, making sure they have the vacations and seeing the grandkids, and not worrying about the money coming in the door or if the stock market decides to plummet 500 points in a day. And if we can take those risks off the table, take those worries off the table, the happiness factor just shoots through the roof.
Wow, I agree. And it's interesting that people, do you know if there's any studies as to, I mean, I get with in the 30s, couples are being industrious and single people are too, they're being industrious. And people start getting in their 40s and they start realizing, well, you know, this retirement thing, you know, might be coming up soon. You know, that first, you know, 15 years of my working life has gone by like, you know, or 20 years has gone by pretty quickly. I've got 20 more or 20, you know, whatever age they want to retire. And so the fact that they start looking at it in their 40s and not earlier is just interesting, I think. Has there been any studies with regards to why that occurs, or is it just generally related to the 30s being, you know, the married couple, children having time?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the 30s, it's a lot of that. The family starting, maybe buying the first house, maybe moving from one place to another to accommodate for the family, and then saying, okay, well, I got the family, let's get the college fund started. But, you know, then it slowly becomes more serious, you know, as people get more and more responsibilities, whether it's a spouse, a house, a family, then they have to realize that, okay, now it's also time I got to figure out what's going to happen for me in my retirement. And, you know, the other thing that's a big issue is that a lot of the studies have come out, and this is really no secret, is that we're all living longer lives.
Mm-hmm.
So most people say, you know, I want to retire at 65, and if people want to retire early, we try to help them do that. But let's say people all want to retire at 65. Well, if we're all living longer, that means our money, our retirement's got to last longer. And when we talk about living longer, it doesn't talk about quality of life. It just says that we're living longer. So
exactly.
We have to make sure that we're getting that lowering that stress level by making sure the plan is as airtight as we can make it.
Now, is this where financial diversification comes in when you, like, meet with someone and you talk about options, or is financial diversification another apple or another piece of the whole well-being for finances?
It's definitely a piece. It's definitely a piece. You know, that old saying of not having all your eggs in one basket is definitely a piece of things. And that's a component in the overall plan, because if we're looking at the overall plan, we want to look at, you know, sometimes people have a lot of different investment accounts, and what they don't realize is they might have the exact same investments in multiple accounts, and they just didn't realize it. So, you know, we want to make sure that there's,
It's so financial diversification is more towards like the investment choices that people make, such as being super aggressive or being real laid back or that kind of stuff. Is that what that is all about?
And it's also the diversification in terms of the taxability of things, whether it's taxable or tax deferred, like a 401k or
tax favored
to them. So there's a lot of different flavors of diversification, and they all go into it. They all go into the plan. They all go into the plan.
Okay.
And it's all based upon, the other thing is that these aren't cookie cutter type plans. The
right.
thing we have is it everybody's their own unique snowflake, and they have their own dreams and they have their own hopes, and we have to make sure that the plan that we're designing is specific for their situation.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's what I was getting at when I was asking about the unique individualized, financial blueprint or plan. I wanted to make sure that people understood that you guys provide specific plans to that person's need, and that plan that you provide to one person A is not going to be the same for person B, C, and D, So it's
absolutely.
Very individualized.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Now, I kind of digressed for a minute there with regards to the financial diversification, but I want to go back because with regards to retirement and with the magical number of 65, where does Social Security play into that with regards to retirement and in like someone's financial plan for that era of their life?
What a great question. So we do, as part of our plan, we incorporate Social Security planning because talk about a topic and a subject that is just not focused on and misunderstood. I mean, just think about this, Rochelle. If you're a married couple, there are over 2,700 different ways you can file for Social Security. And it boggles the mind. It absolutely boggles the mind. And
wow.
What ends up happening, yeah, right? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, wow.
And there's the rules and regulations can be confusing. And what most people do is they get to age 62, which is when they first can collect Social Security, and they turn it on. But they don't understand how it's taxed. They don't understand how much more money they could get if they were to wait. And they've never had anybody do the analysis. And when they go down to the Social Security Administration, the folks there usually are really, really nice, but they're not allowed to give advice.
Right.
Outside of here's what form you need to fill out and here's where you sign. They're not allowed
right.
to say, okay, this is the right situation for you and your family. They're not allowed to do that. And so we always do, for our clients, we always do a Social Security analysis to say, okay, here's what would happen if you take your Social Security at age 62, at age 65, at age 70, and let's make a decision on what's the best for your family. And when you see the numbers behind it, this is objective. This is objective advice. It's not subjective. We're using math. We're using data to say, here's the numbers that are behind your decision. So people can feel so much better, so much more confident because they have an analysis done instead of just shooting in the dark and saying, okay, I'm just going
right.
to collect it when I'm 62.
And hopefully it'll still be around.
Yeah. Hopefully, right? We all hope so.
I know it's not funny, but, it is kind of comical. But you're right, because I know a lot of people that don't even plan for that, or they don't realize, they don't even plan really for retirement. And they get to a certain age and they start realizing when they're getting close to retirement age, it's like, oh, shoot, I didn't think about my Medicare, my medical coverage, or my dental vision, or my insurance premiums, or anything like that. Let alone did I take enough money and put it in a diversified plan where it grew for me, or it's mind boggling. It can be very scary as you're approaching that time period and realize you should have started a long time ago because you may not have what you thought you were going to have, when it came to retiring at 62 or 65. So great information with regards to reaching out to a financial person such as yourself and really exploring some options and asking questions and getting information and gaining wisdom, because in essence, all of that is going to help to make all of us or anybody going to you guys more financially sound and knowledgeable when it comes to developing their financial blueprint or plan, right?
Absolutely. And I think people sometimes are a little bit worried or scared or gun shy about working with an advisor. And that's why I said, listen, you know, talk to a couple different advisors, find someone mm-hmm. that you feel that you can trust, find out what they offer. But, you know, I always say to people, you know, there's a big, I guess it's a misunderstanding, but however, some advisors do work like this. People all ask me all the time, well, you know, I don't have enough to work with a financial advisor. That's a question. I think that's a real problem in my industry. And so now I don't work with everyone that walks through my door because I'm not a fit for everyone that walks through the door. But I want to work with good people that realize that they need some help to get where they're going. So I don't look at people as dollar signs. I don't look at people as dollar signs and, you know, what's their net worth or how much investable assets they have. If people are good people and they want my help, Rochelle, I'm going to give them my help.
Yeah. You know, I love that. It's beautiful. I think you're right, though. I think on the other aspect with regards to, I think people don't think that they have enough money that it's even worth, you know what I'm saying, even worth consulting a financial advisor. You know, and my thing is, it doesn't matter if you have $10 or you have, you know, $10 billion. You should have an expert on your side, no matter where you're at in the stage of the financial game. You should have an expert or someone that you can reach out to that's helping you wherever you're at to elevate it no matter what. Last question.
Yeah.
With regards to, well, maybe second to the last, but this one, we've been talking about couples and, you know, we've talked about the college kids a little bit, but we've been talking about couples. As you know, I'm old school, so I shouldn't say I'm old school. In my mind, I still think I'm 29, but I haven't been 29 for like 3 years.
I'm with you.
But with regards to, you know, how everything is evolving nowadays, we see a lot more single people, a lot more people waiting, particularly like my kids' age, they're waiting, you know, before they jump into a marriage or something. So they're single and do you think, or is there wisdom behind what they should be doing when it comes to their financial plan, even though they're single?
Oh yeah. I mean, it's definitely a trend that we see, and what a great time for people to start on their own savings when they're single. They don't have as many financial commitments. And I'm not saying people shouldn't have fun when they're single or go out on that vacation, or that might be a little extra expensive if it's on their bucket list, and do cross those things off their bucket list. But what a great opportunity it is to save for your own self. I mean, you're able to build so much more. Well, not so much more, but you're able to build because you don't have those commitments, whether it's the family, it's the daycare bills or the college bills. You know, I mean, we've been there, right?
So
it's such a fantastic opportunity to build, and that's where we want to have people have our clients maintain that focus. Be like, okay, here's how much money that we should be saving, and here's how much money we should be using to play. And mm-hmm. playtime's always great, but we also have to make sure that things happen in proper order, and that they're also taking care of themselves financially too.
Thank you for that, because I have so many people that young people, and I say young people, I'm going to say the, you know, late 20s and early 30s, and they're still single, they don't have kids, and they're just living the high life. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. But sometimes I think, you know, you're spending your money a little frivolously. Are you saving as much as you're spending? Or do you have a game plan such as, Californians, like I'm from California, so do you have a game plan as of what's happening right now and you can't get to work, or they're furloughing people, or, your hours have been cut? Did you have a game plan when you were spending all that cash, right? At the club or whatever.
Exactly right.
So, you know, or whatever, you know, taking these vacations. I mean, it's like I said, you got to live the life. You got to live the life, but you also have to plan to live the life. And so thank you for saying that information and sharing that wisdom for the single people, because they too need to have the game plan, just like couples and couples with children and so mm-hmm. on. So
100%.
Last question I have for you. So here it is. I don't have money to fly solo now, but how can I take the measurable steps to get there?
That's a fantastic question too. We have a lot of people that sometimes when they come to us, they're stressed out. Again, you know, I don't have a lot of money, and so we start small. Because if you go to someone and say, listen, we really should be saving 15% of your income every year, and this is somebody that hasn't saved anything, it's going to be really tough. It's going to be tough for them to swallow that mentally. It's going to be tough
right.
for them to swallow that to wait to implement it. So what we do is we work with them. We coach them. We say, okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to save 2% of your salary this year. You know what we're going to do next year? We're going to make that 3% or 4%. And by slowly and incrementally moving that scale upwards, it's not taking a bite out of their lifestyle. They're realizing they can go to the movies and go out to dinner and go on vacation and save for their own well-being. And each and every year it's getting a little bit more, and they really don't notice it because we're doing it on an incremental basis.
Right.
So it's walk before you run. It's all those old cliches. Take your baby steps. And that's really what we work with people who do come to us with that, listen, I don't have a whole lot. How do I get started? Okay, this is how we're going to get started.
I love it. I mean, because, again, lots of information, lots of nuggets of gold, lots of words of wisdom. But for the people that, again, they're flying solo, they don't think they have enough money, which I kind of was talking about a little bit earlier, and you're saying it's okay. It's never too late. We can start small and work our way up, but it's never too late.
It's never too late.
I think is, and I know you can definitely attest to this, is I'm just talking about my own personal experience. When I was young and I started doing that, it was so that I didn't have to physically do anything. It was so automatic that after like 5 years, I was like, oh, look at how much money I got, you know, or look at
mm-hmm.
how my investments are going, or look at, you know, what I was doing for my kids' educational fund. Look at how much their fund is growing, you know, that kind of stuff. It was just, and it was so automatic that it was easy and it was amazing, and I could do it at where I was comfortable at and work it up. As I needed to.
And it feels good.
In the structure of the plan. It felt really, really good. So,
yeah, all righty.
Thank you so much, Eric, for all this wonderful information. And so if people are out there listening and they want to reach out to you or your company, or, you know, is that appropriate, or how does someone do that?
Absolutely. I think the best way nowadays to reach out is through social media. And my LinkedIn profile is really the best way, I think, for people to take a look at a little bit of what I try to do for people. And also it has my contact information in order to contact me. If I can just say the one disclosure my compliance folks asked me to say, if I could, with
yes.
your permission.
Oh, sure. Please say this.
So I'm a registered representative and investment advisor representative of Securing Financial Services. That makes them happy. But to answer your question, Rochelle, I think LinkedIn is the best way to reach me. It shows some information about me, my company, and then it has a way to contact me as well.
Okay, perfect. So you guys out there, if any of what Eric and I discussed during our conversation piqued your curiosity, you want to know more, you want to get wise, you want to see if whatever you have in plan right now is right or needs to be changed, added, subtracted, enhanced, whatever, definitely reach out to Eric. And his information will be on the site. His LinkedIn link to his LinkedIn profile will be on the site so that you can reach out to him there. And this is a really good time for all of you out there listening to share, of course, this show with everyone you know, but also to take inventory of how healthy is your wealth status right now? And I know it might be a little bit difficult for you to look at right now, but it's okay because it gives you a starting point to where you can go beyond and expand and elevate that from the point of where you are right now. There's always, always elevation when you have an expert working as one of your teammates. And so I said that because if that has anything of where you're feeling right now, it doesn't hurt to talk to someone like Eric. So definitely, again, his hot link to his LinkedIn profile will be on the site. And again, share this show. We didn't share the name of his company. I don't think we can do that. But that's okay, because when you connect with Eric, he'll give you all the details on that.
It's all there.
That's how we handle that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so, all righty, everyone. I want to thank you for listening. And, of course, again, please share the show with everyone you know, love and care about, and especially if you're caring about their finances, particularly if you've got kids. You want to just have your kids listen, as long as they're old enough to understand and comprehend. But share this show with everyone. And then I want to thank our sponsors of the podcast, Blissful Living for You at blissfullivingthenumber4theletteru.com, as well as All Day Cable Incorporated at alldaycableinc.com. And, of course, the sponsor of today's show, Eric Mangold. Thank you so very much again for being on the show. I appreciated all the words of wisdom and nuggets of gold you shared. And, it was great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Rochelle. It was fun.
You're very welcome. And to all my listeners, as always, this is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and well-being to your financial status and stability. Take good care, and until next time, goodbye for now.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living for You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfulliving4you.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.